Please do be seated. How amazing is that? God's love for each one of us never runs out. If I've given you a piece of paper, can you just hold it up at the moment and wave it? Okay, so if you just take a look around, there's quite a few bits of paper. Brilliant. Just put them down now. But if you've got a bit of paper, you've got to listen really hard so you know when you have to come up. I'll know when you've got to come up because I know what picture you've got. And we're going to be looking at Peter, and we're going to be thinking about a bit about how Peter changed. Jesus said some words to Peter, didn't he? In Matthew 16, he said, let's see if we can work out what Jesus said. If you've got a piece of paper, actually, I'll tell you first, if you come up at the right time, and you manage to sort of be in the right place at the right time, you have to, when you've shown your bit of paper, you have to put it down on this table, and then if you go and see Russell, he might have something for you. But you've got to make sure you come up at the right time, though. So we've got some words of what Jesus said to Peter from Matthew 16. So if you've got a piece of paper with some words on, up you come, and let's see if we can get you in the right order. So Matthew 16 is likely to be the last bit. Well done, Penny. Penny's already in the right place. Brilliant. See if we can work out what it says. Who's got a capital letter at the beginning? Oh, well done. You are. You are. Peter. You are Peter. Anybody going to help me? Try not to. Penny, you might need to move up a bit. You are, we don't need those ones at the moment. Off you go. You are, so let's have you are Peter. So Peter goes next to you are. You are Peter. And on this rock, I will build my church. Let's see if we can all say that. You are Peter. And on this rock, I will build my church. Do you think they deserve whatever Russell's got? Dodgy. Okay, if you'd like to put your bits down, thank you. If you'd like to go via Russell, I'm sure he will. I'd let the little ones go in first. He's brilliant. So that's what can happen if you come up at the right place. So those of you who've got pictures, you've got to listen really hard now, okay? So you are Peter, and on this rock I will build my church. Peter was to become the first great leader of the church. We've already come across him in our studies on Acts. But if we look in the gospel passages about Peter, he does seem to be rather a strange choice to be the person that was going to build this first century church. He does seem to be a strange choice of Jesus. Now, if you give yours to your youngster, that means when he gets one, he's going to give it to you, does it? We'll see about that. God had a plan, though. He knew all about Peter, and he knew how Peter would change, and Peter would become the rock on which Jesus built the church. So let's think about some of the incidents where we see Peter in the Gospels, where we see the impetuous Peter, and then look at a few of the incidents when we see the slightly more changed Peter. Okay, first incident. The disciples are on a fishing boat. The disciples are on a fishing boat. And Jesus appears to them at night. You're going to come up if you've got the boat. You're coming up? Because we're talking about the boat bit. Hold it up. Brilliant. You've got to stay there for a few minutes while I say this, and then you've got to see if your picture comes up there, okay? So they're on this fishing boat, and Jesus appears to them during the night. The disciples are really scared. But Jesus says, take courage and don't be frightened. But he then calls Peter to walk on the water. Peter quickly takes his eyes off Jesus and he starts to sink. And Jesus has to catch him. Next picture. Is that the same as yours? Brilliant. Well done. If you'd like to put it on there, and then if you go and see Russell, thank you. Go and see Russell over there. He's got something. And then you can go back to your seat. Well done. Thank you. Go on then. See what he's got. Go and see what he's got. So he sinks. Peter takes his eyes off Jesus. Is this going to be the person that God was going to trust to build his church? Thank you. Thank you. We then get Jesus heading towards Jerusalem. He starts to tell all his disciples about what's going to happen to him, where he will suffer and be killed and die on a cross. And on the third day, he will rise again. Have we got one that's coming up? Brilliant. Well done. Do you think that's going to be the right one? Oh, we're going to have to see. Peter's absolutely distraught when Jesus says he's going to die and suffer. There's nothing in Peter's understanding that he would think that this would be a good idea. In fact, he was so cross, he spoke really angrily to Jesus, saying, "It's not a good idea." But again, it's part of God's plan to save his people. And Peter really had no right to speak to Jesus like that or try and stop him. Peter spoke before he thought. He spoke out before he understood, and he wasn't helpful. Jesus had to die on the cross. Do you think that's the same picture? Yep, hold it up a bit higher so everybody can see it. Brilliant, well done. If you'd like to put yours on there, and then you're going to see. Ah, we've got the idea now. So that's straight, brilliant. So, Peter's a bit impetuous. Is this the person that God is going to use to build his church? So then there was the occasion. After Jesus had been arrested, and he was taken to the high priest's house. Peter had followed at a distance. And when Peter was asked if he knew Jesus, he said he didn't. He said he didn't know Jesus. And yet he'd been going around with Jesus for 2 or 3 years. And when somebody else asked him if he knew Jesus, he said he didn't. And when somebody else asked him if he knew Jesus, he said he didn't. And then, absolutely, the cock crowed. Who has got the picture of the cock crowing? Brilliant. Thank you very much. Peter denied Jesus 3 times. And then the cock crowed, just as Jesus has said. Was this going to be the person who was going to build the church? Well, actually it was. Because despite Peter not understanding, despite Peter taking his eyes off Jesus, despite Peter being so scared, God had a plan and God was going to change Peter. And so we'll have a look in Acts now and see how God helped change Peter to be that rock where the church was built. So Jesus' death, his resurrection, and before he ascends into heaven, he appears to his friends and his disciples, and he appears to about 500 of them. But he spoke with Peter when he was on the beach. And 3 times, Jesus asked Peter if he really loved him. And the 3 times is to do with the 3 times. That's the one you've got to bring up. You're going to have to come up with that one now. Coming up? In fact, there's probably going to be 3 people come up now. You're going to hold that up really high for me. Well done. But we've only got one, because Jesus said to Peter 3 times, "Do you love me?" And Peter said, "Yes." And Jesus said, "Feed my sheep." Oh, good. We've got another one coming up. We've got another sheep. And 3 times. 1, 2, 3. Brilliant. 3 times. Peter said, "Yes, I really love you." And 3 times Jesus said, "Great. I really love you. Feed my sheep." Thank you very much. If you want to put that on there, and then if you go and see Russell over there.
Oh,
good, you're off there. Brilliant, thank you very much. So, Peter had been forgiven for the three times that he'd denied Jesus. Peter was on the way to being changed. And then, as we move on, we've got Pentecost. Peter was filled with the Holy Spirit. He was filled with the Holy Spirit so that he could understand more and do more of the things. He just goes down the side there. Yeah. So when Pentecost came, when the Holy Spirit came, there was a sound of a violent wind. There was what seemed to be tongues of fire. Who's got the tongues of fire one? Picture. Flame. Brilliant. Thank you very much. There was a sound of a violent wind. There was what seemed to be tongues of fire. And Peter and the other disciples were filled with the Holy Spirit. And they were able to speak about God in many different ways and in many different languages. And Peter continued to speak out boldly, didn't he? Well done. Thank you very much. You're quite close to Russell, aren't you? Thank you. And Peter continued to speak out boldly. Just one sermon and 3,000 people accepted his message about Jesus. So unless you lot tell an awful lot of people, my sermon won't reach 3,000 people. But Peter was changing. He was becoming bolder. He was becoming willing to speak out. The power of God was definitely working in him. He was beginning to understand things a bit better. And then God used Peter and John to heal people who were ill. There was a man who couldn't walk, and he used to sit at the temple gate. Frieda told us about that just now. And when Peter and John were going up to the temple, they healed him in the name of Jesus and Christ. Jesus Christ. They didn't have any silver or gold, but they healed him in the name of Jesus Christ. Now, hopefully, we're going to have another picture come up any minute now. Oh dear, Fran, you've pulled the short straw, have you? The children didn't want to come. You just want the sweet, don't you?
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. I want
them now. In a minute, all right? You've got to just make sure you hold. This man hadn't been able to walk, and now he could walk. And Peter, we can see, was put in. That's fine, you can go. I think you managed that. And you'll be back in a minute, will you? Peter was putting more and more trust in God, wasn't he? He was changing. He was keeping his eyes on Jesus. He knew what God wanted him to do. He was being changed. However, not everybody liked what Peter was doing, and inevitably came persecution, really. People didn't like him telling them about Jesus' death and resurrection, and it caused him to get into trouble. But now he had the power of God working in him, changing him. Peter wasn't scared. We sang just now in a song about, I don't need to be scared. And so even when Peter was arrested, Fran, we need you again. Even when Peter was arrested and put into jail, he wasn't scared. He knew God was with him and trusted in God. Jail. Brilliant.
Okay.
Yeah, you're doing really good. I'll get you to help me next time, all right? Even when he was told not to tell anybody else. If you put it down that way, you can go that way and get something for your children. So, if you sort of followed all that and haven't been too diverted by the sweets bit, Peter's changed quite amazingly, hasn't he? He's changed from being somebody who didn't keep his eyes on Jesus, somebody who denied Jesus, somebody who was really scared. He's changed into somebody who boldly speaks out for Jesus. And we heard last week about all of us needing the Holy Spirit to enable us to speak out for Jesus and to tell people about Jesus. It worked for Peter. So a little challenge for you this week. Think about how the Holy Spirit has helped to change you. If you think back a few years, if you think back to when you first became a Christian, if you think back last week and know what you were like then and see how God has changed you, how you are more willing or more able to speak out for Jesus. But don't stop there. Think about the ways that you think you still need to change and ask God to help you. He changed Peter. Peter changed from somebody that nobody could imagine the church would be built on, that he would be the first leader of. He changed to be an amazingly powerful person being used by the power of God. Ask God to continue working in you and continue changing you. And then we can thank God and praise him for that.